Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. Allow me to reintroduce myself. I am Lynn and welcome. Now, it's been a minute since my last episode, so I'm gonna give a quick recap. And one thing I will always say is, you know, it's good to like take a break and step back, and it's kind of also good to update people. Sorry. But yes, from my last episode till now, a lot has been going on. And I think it's always good to take a step back and really take care of yourself. Like at one point I was literally neglecting my health to where I was scared to go check out my health because I was like, oh my God, what if it's something bad? And oh my gosh, what if I don't have the, you know, this X, Y, Z, what if I don't have the time for it? Listen, you make time for what you want to make time for. All right. Sometimes you got to tell people, hey, or sometimes you got to tell yourself, hey, at this time, I'm going to do this. So I got to that point, but I'm happy. I went back to therapy, did therapy for a couple of months. This therapy is expensive. Give me a job with benefits so I could get free counseling or, you know, counseling at a discount. As long as I'm able to talk to somebody, and it's, you know, we're all about evolving. Okay. All about evolving. But yes, I did have some struggles with basic mom stuff. Like me, for the past year, I've been, you know, it's been about my child and doing the homeschooling. And I really enjoyed like being a stay at home mom with her, even though I need my breaks. But I really enjoyed being a stay at home mom and being with my daughter at home. And, you know, when she's done with school, you know, we go to the park and all that stuff. So I had to struggle with my decisions. And, you know, it really made me like look back and be like, sometimes like there will be days where, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. And, you know, you really have to choose, like, all right, I have to send my daughter back to school. I have to go to work. I have to pick this time, pick that time. But luckily, the kid's about to get out of school. So I'm about to be back on my bullshit, like, for real. Because I miss my old self. That's one thing I miss. But from there, from December, I went to Mexico. I really enjoyed Mexico. I really felt like I really was proud of myself because literally the day before I was supposed to fly out, I was like, man, I'm just gonna cancel and just stay home because my nerves were so bad. Like, I don't like planes. I didn't like planes as a child. So even though I still, you know, got on planes, but, you know, to go by myself from this state to this state to get on a plane to go to this and just to be out there. And so it was definitely something different. I really enjoyed myself. Felt nice to be outside. It felt good to be outside. And then from that good experience, you know, it was really chill and stuff. From there, my mom was sick, my great grandma passed, and it was just so much. I literally felt like I felt like I wasn't inside my body. Like, the most productive that I was when my mom was sick, because I was literally trying to distract myself from thinking about that type of thing. And then when my great grandma passed, it really woke something up inside of me that was like, hey, you know what? You need to get closer to the, I mean, I was always close, but I was like, you just need to get closer to people. And, you know, you just need to like love on people a little bit harder. Because I know the last time I seen her, she was like, she was losing her memory. So, you know, growing up with your great grandma is like, it's such a blessing, such a treasure. Watching her cuss out her grown kids, and like every time we went to her house, it was like a party because like my great uncles and them were throwing parties and shit. Everybody was coming. Like, her house was the spot. Everybody came together. Like, that's like, if I was chilling at My great grandma's house, I already know that my cousin was gonna pull up, my uncle's gonna pull up. When my grandma got off of work, of course she's gonna pull up and come get me and my brother when we were over there. But you know that everybody was coming together, and you know, it's really nice. You know, I really miss her and stuff. But, you know, just to hear like the stories about her life and to see all those kids, all those grandkids, all those great grandkids, her great great grandkids. Like, my daughter got to meet her great great grandma. And like, as far like just to have all those different generations coming together and hearing about her story, you know, from being in St. Kitts and having her kids and going to Puerto Rico to work and being able to have every, you know, have all her majority of her family in America and, you know, living a better life. It's just so beautiful. So, you know, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It really is. So from there, I had to really like step back and just really like process a lot of stuff. And from that, my mom did end up getting better. And, you know, some people are asking me, well, why didn't you tell us your mom was sick? Why didn't you tell us your mom was sick? Because like, that's my mom. So it's like, I don't want to, I was trying so hard to distract myself that I didn't want nobody to bring it up. Like, you know, everybody's getting older, you know, to have one experience and then have somebody else sick. It's like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I need time to process this, but everything worked out. And then from there, I just been focusing on my health because a bitch, like I'm not even, well, when people see me, they don't think I'm that. They don't think I'm the size, like I weigh the same way. Like I was having health issues due to my weight. I had to lose weight because I started to have high health issues. I had to start taking my diet serious because I was having health issues from the type of food that I was eating, the type of seasoning that I was putting. Like, to be honest, I didn't really start doing salt on my food until like last year. But yeah, I had to throw out the salt. I had to limit my intake. Like, I had to start taking that serious, and I had to start changing up my lifestyle. Like, I was really out here distracting myself from handling my business and whatnot. Hence, like, I took a break from the podcast because I was just like I was literally self-sabotaging out here. And now that I'm getting myself back together, I'm able to, you know, it's always good to take a break because sometimes you can take a break and start like rebranding yourself. Yes. So the Country Caribbean podcast is now a culture commentary podcast, and I'm adding two new segments to it. I'm adding the small shout outs, giving shout outs to people that I think other people should know about, if you probably know about them, but always giving like small shout outs in the beginning. And then I'm also going to be doing the outside tunes because, you know, the weather's getting warmer, niggas snatching a mask off. It's like, we're going to be outside. So I'm going to be like dropping songs that are going to be like the outside tunes, like when you drive in, like you playing this in your car type of music and stuff. But back to my like usually when you on social media, like you see people talking about, oh, you know, she needs to exercise, this person needs to work out because their health is at risk. And I'm not even like a certain size. Like, to be honest, I don't go by the what you call them, peoples. I don't go by the average weight for your height because back then they were measuring skinny. Like, they were measuring basically women who, they were measuring people who did not have that much access to food for the whole height chart. So I would say my average weight is probably like a 20 pounds a little bit 20 pounds more from my height. And I would say my current weight, I'm a little extra pounds, but like, it's not like I haven't hit the 100 mark as far as being overweight, if you would say that. But I'm noticing a change in my body where I'm more tired. I have to add yoga into my life because just to like stretch my body out, because I'm doing a lot of like, I do a lot of exercising. I do a lot of physical work outside of exercise. So, I need to constantly make sure that my body is on go. Before I go to bed, I have to constantly make sure that I'm relaxed before I go to sleep. And that's just how it goes. And it's good to stay away from enablers. People who like, oh, ain't nothing wrong with you. That's what, for the past 5 years, I have been maintaining the same weight because I was exercising and then I was eating like shit. So if I'm eating like a whole box of oatmeal cream pies, I'm like, oh, I'll just go working out. And that's kind of how I maintain my weight. So it's amazing to like be around people who are like, oh girl, ain't nothing wrong with you. Oh girl, you actually losing weight and stuff. And that kind of creates a little like body, dysmorphia and whatnot. Me thinking that I'm smaller than what I am, when really I'm gaining weight. And of course I don't listen to men, because the men be like, oh, don't work out, because you know, when you gain weight like all over. You don't gain weight in certain parts unless that's just in your genetic makeup. So when I gain weight in my legs and my butt. So of course people would be like, oh, don't work out because you're good, because they don't want me to lose that ass. But this ass can't fit into my pants, and I do not have plans on buying more pants. So something gotta give. But yeah, starting to take my health more serious and whatnot. It's been so much stuff going on, and I'm just so happy to be bringing so much content back. Yay! Yeah, because you know, I've been outside. Now that I've been outside, I'm able to, I'm enjoying this pick-me-up weather, put me in a good mood weather. That's what it is. And around the wintertime, it's so dark. It's so dark. So it's good to be the sun. That vitamin D, that's what you needed. I mean, I take vitamin D supplements, but I need the actual sun, okay? I put on my sunscreen. So we need that outside weather. But yes, it's good to be back. But, stay tuned. Make sure you like, share. And I'm just so... it feels nice. So thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, Lynn, always. And I will talk to you in the next episode.